In today's complex financial environment, many retirees are at a loss of exactly what to do. What retirement issues should you be considering? When it comes to your existing financial retirement strategy, have you really covered all of your bases? Are there any important retirement factors you have overlooked? Why spend another minute wondering? Call 303-710-3791 or visit ronkasky.com and get your free financial retirement kit. Dr. Ron Caskey's time and financial retirement kit is always provided at absolutely no cost. He offers a unique approach to a number of important items that you may want to consider when creating a sound retirement strategy for the days ahead. Your retirement is far too important to leave to chance. Call Dr. Ron Caskey at 303-710-3791 or visit ronkasky.com and get your free financial retirement kit today. The number again is 303-710-3791 or visit ronkasky.com now.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Ron Caskey here. Just a couple of minutes introduction to the Bible Views radio show. You can hear it in the KLTV listening audience every Sunday afternoon from 2 o'clock to 3 p.m. every Sunday. And then just like my Saturday Ron Caskey show, they're both archived over on my website at www.ronkasky.com. So that's R-O-N-C-A-S-K-E-Y. .com. Now, I'm inviting you to stay tuned to this one-hour show today, and what the Bible Views radio show, pretty normal standard operating procedure. I usually read some articles that pertain to your church, your household, to Christians, to homeschooling, things that affect our lives as Christians here in the United States. Then I go down some headlines that I get out of the Sword of the Lord every week that you're not going to get in the left-wing nut socialist media. And I read some of those headlines and describe some of those. I usually sing a song off of one of my albums. I've recorded 5 gospel albums, stereo albums, 50 songs. And I normally pull one of those off and play it, usually by about the start of the second segment of my Bible Views radio show. Then I invite you, if you're stationary, to grab a Bible and follow through with me in your Bible on what does the Bible have to say about financial freedom? What does the Bible have to say about investing? What does the Bible have to say about giving, lending, charging interest, paying interest, collecting interest? What is the Bible? See, there's 450 some odd verses in the Bible on wealth, riches, abundance, and prosperity. There's 15 on poverty. So I break that down every Sunday. I talk about Joseph, the first financial planner in the Bible. I talk about taking offerings, financing the church. Just all kinds of things, and it's all from the Bible. What does the Bible have to say about God's money? It's all God's money. So stay tuned. Thanks for listening. Again to the Bible Views radio show. I'm Dr. Ron Caskey. I'm your host. I'm here every week at the same time. Grab a pen, jot down my phone numbers. It's okay to use them this afternoon. And call me for a no-cost appointment this coming week in your home or your office or a coffee shop that is convenient to you. Hopefully, it's not a $15 coffee shop, but If it is, so be it. If it's warm enough, we'll drink my coffee outside. So give me a call, get on my calendar. I'll bring you information on how to protect, preserve, grow, and recession-proof your retirement. And I'll show you how to do it with not one penny in the largest casino in the world, and that's Wall Street. I'll show you how to capture all of the upside of the market with none of the downside risk. So give me a call, get on my calendar. I'll take less than 2 minutes of a 30-minute appointment. I'll take less than 2 minutes, and I will show you plainly, simply, so you can understand, here's how indexed annuities work and how they can work for you. If it's your choice at the end of the day, but you owe it to yourself, your family, certainly your retirement, and that you've worked so hard for, you owe it to yourself to get the truth about how to protect your retirement. So here's my numbers. I'll give them to you 3 or 4 times throughout the radio show today. And so write them down and then call me this afternoon. 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. And like I said, I'll give you those numbers again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 more times in the radio show today. A couple of things I'm going to do. Number one, I'm going to spend more time because this radio show today wraps up what we've been talking about, discerning the times, wheat and the tares and the separation begins, the discernment in the last days, testing the spirits, proving what is true, false prophets versus true shepherds, and today's standing firm when culture turns. So that's pretty extensive, a lot of verses in here that we're going to deal with. And then I want to lay the groundwork for next weekend, which is Easter Sunday. My goodness, Easter came early this year. And so, of course, I prepared a special message for that. And we're going to talk about the preparation for Calvary, what led up to that, his time in praying in the garden, and Peter denying him, and so on. And then we're going to talk about the crucifixion. And then, of course, the resurrection, the bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ. And then, after about 40 days, his ascension into heaven. And what does all of that mean to us today? First of all, let me tell you that his bodily resurrection from the tomb on the third day, as it began to dawn on the first day of the week, Jesus came forth. That right there, that event, separates our Christianity from the other 4,200 plus religions on the planet that worships another a dead God. Everything else but Christianity. I'm not talking about denominations. I'm not talking about different things that people claim. I'm talking about what separates my salvation, my Christianity, my home in heaven, from 4,200 plus other so-called religions. Ours is not a religion. Ours is Christianity. And so we're going to talk about that next week. And it's my second favoritest holiday of the year. Christmas is the first one. And that's the day when we as Christians globally celebrate the virgin birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus became a man. Jesus was God manifest in the flesh. And had he not been born of a virgin, he too would need a Savior. But because he was born of the Virgin Mary, conceived by the Holy Ghost, before her and Joseph ever came together, she gave birth to the Lord Jesus Christ. The fact that it was a virgin birth conceived by the Holy Spirit, again, is what separates that birth from every other. And oh, by the way, that is Christmas, Christmas, not Xmas, not happy season. It is Christmas. And thank goodness and thank God that Trump has put Christ back in Christmas in the District of Criminals, in the White House, in the Capitol building. Him and Melania have brought back Christ in Christmas. And so we're going to talk about that next week and explain all of that and break it down for you. I sang this song on yesterday's radio. By the way, let me back up. The reason I spent so much time there is because I'm going to spend a lot of time laying the recap of the month of March that we've spent discerning the times and the tares and the wheat growing together and the harvest that's going to separate them at the rapture. And because of that, I'm not going to read articles and headlines out of the Sword of the Lord this time. We'll do that. We might do a little of it next week. We'll see. But take that up then on the 12th. So we're just going to spend time with this song, spend time in Scripture, and explain it and pave the way for next Sunday morning. This song I recorded years ago. I still sing it, but it's a perfect song leading up to Easter Sunday morning, and it's called Rise Again. There's two important things in this song. He did rise again, and he is coming again. Hope this song's a blessing to you. And then we'll get over and recap and wrap up the month of March on the separation of the wheat and the tares. Here you go. Rise again.
Drive the nails in my hands, laugh at me where you stand. Go ahead and say it isn't me. The day will come when you will see, 'cause I'll
gone, but you will see.
There you go, Rise Again. That young lady that sang that solo part in there, I always said she sang like an angel. And I was so glad to have her on this album. And she died at an early age and went home to be with the Lord. And now her dad and her sister are all there. But every time I hear that song off of one of my albums, I think of her and how she just sang like an angel. And now I know she is singing with the angels. All right, let's wrap up the month of March. This will be our fifth week on talking about the wheat and the tares and the separation that begins. And then discernment in the last days, and I'll break that down for you here just by way of introduction. And testing the spirits, proving what is true and what is false. People are believing outrageous things today in the name of God, and it has nothing to do with God, has nothing to do with heaven and Christianity and so on. And you've heard me say this all the time. Even Hollyweird quotes John 3:16. They don't have a clue what it means, but they quote it. Of course, it's the same Hollyweird that says money's the root of all evil. No, it's not. Money's just a medium of exchange. The love of money is the root of all evil. So then we've talked about false prophets versus true shepherds. And many of those are in pulpits, folks. And then today we're going to talk about standing firm when culture turns. And we're living in a time when everything sounds spiritual, but not everything is from God. And the Bible warned us that in the last days, deception wouldn't look dark. It would look convincing. My time's up for this segment. Stay tuned. Here's my numbers. Call me, 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Call me this afternoon for a no-cost appointment this week. Be right back.
Walter J. Hopp of Hopp & Associates is a law practice limited to estate and business planning. Walter is a Colorado native with extensive experience with clients local and nationwide, and is a former partner in a large multi-state estate planning law firm, affiliated with several professional groups to provide the most current and unique solutions for his clients. Walter is the author of articles and a book on estate planning, and a frequent speaker over the years to lawyers and groups alike. Again, on estate planning, Walter offers a unique approach for how to protect yourself and loved ones from a litigious and expensive legal system. And listen to this, your first meeting with Walter is free, that's right, free, to see if they can improve on planning that you may already have in place. Call Walter and Associates PC of Longmont, Call today, 303-776-4045, or email him at walterhopp@hopplaw.org.
Well, hi, everybody. Dr. Ron Caskey jumping in here just for 60 seconds to tell you about orphan 401ks. I've been talking about that for several weeks, did a couple of webinars on it. If you have left a job and left a 401k behind, that is an orphan 401k that no one cares about, no one's contributing to, no one's matching your money, and if you leave it there long enough, the fees will destroy that orphan 401k. So we can move that into an IRA annuity. It's just a matter of paperwork, a transfer form, and get it out of there into something that'll grow for you. Call me for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office. Here's my number, 303-710-3791. Do it today. Don't put it off. Welcome back to my second segment. Got to move along. Jot down my numbers, 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Call me for a no-cost appointment this coming week in your home or your office. Back to where we left off. I said the Bible warned us that in the last days, deception wouldn't look dark. It would look convincing. That's why discernment's not optional anymore. It's survival. Luke 18:8 says, "When the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth?" Folks, that's not talking about religion. He said, "Will he find faith on the earth?" 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 1, "Some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits," not losing information, leaving the truth. All you got to do is read the book of Daniel and Revelation and Timothy, where he says, "Lift up your," when you begin to see these things come to pass, "lift up your heads, your redemption draweth nigh." There is no doubt about it. We're living in the last days. There isn't anything left in Scripture and in prophecy that needs to be fulfilled before the rapture of the church. So here's some discernment tests, just four of them. Here's four questions. Does it align with Scripture? I tell people this all the time. When somebody asks me a question, they know that they're going to get a Bible answer, because opinions are like belly buttons, folks. Everybody's got one. But there's only one truth, and that is God's Word. It's not the Book of Mormon. It's not the Quaker's book by whatever. It's not the sayings of Joseph Smith and Brigham Young and Allah and everybody else. There is only one true book, and that is the Bible. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable. And so here's four questions. Whatever you're being told, whatever you're being fed, whatever you're being asked to follow, here's a simple question. Does it align with Scripture? Here's the second one. Does it glorify Christ or man? Here's the third one. Does it produce holiness or comfort?
Follow your own feelings.
No, follow the Bible. Here's the fourth one. Does it require obedience or just agreement? You know, people train for years to the Secret Service, for instance. They train for years to recognize counterfeit money. You know what they do? They study the real bills. They'd study them over and over and over so that they can just pick out counterfeit just that quick. Well, it's the same with truth, folks. You study truth long enough, and deception becomes obvious. We're not talking about PhDs in theology and divinity, which I have six of. But no, we're talking about very simply, you study it long, study the truth long enough, and deception will be obvious. You know, I've been doing radio shows for decades, 48 years, I think, and I've watched language change. Things that used to be called sin are now called lifestyle. For instance, politicians, they all lie. And then when they get caught in a lie, they say, oh, I misspoke. No, you're a liar and a fraud. And then they say, oh, I apologize. No, you're just sorry you got caught, not that you lied to people. So, they call sin now lifestyle. Compromise is now called compassion. And confusion is called progress. Folks, God's not asking his people to predict the future. He's asking them to recognize the truth. Because when truth is clear, decisions become clear. It's not hard to find the will of God. God shows us his will by circumstances and the word of God. And his will never, and circumstances, if it's his will, it never contradicts the Bible. And then you've got the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. You follow those three things and they all line up with Scripture. It's not hard to find God's will for your life. And so that brings us down. We've talked about these other things the last 4 weeks. And so let's wrap this up as quickly as possible today. And, you know, on Saturdays, I talk about where to put your money. And on Sundays, we talk about where you stand spiritually. Because in the end, both are about what you trust. And you hear me say this all the time. If you're putting your faith in Wall Street, you're following the wrong people, folks. You put it in the district of criminals, you're following the wrong people. If you put it in Jesus Christ and in the inspired word of God, you'll stay right on track. So, we're talking today, wrapping this up, living as wheat in a field of tares. Now, remember, when we read this, I'll go back over to the parable in Matthew 13 coming up. But remember, the tares were planted with the wheat, and you couldn't tell the difference until the harvest. That's why it's important how we live our lives as Christians. And I talked about this yesterday, and I talk about it all the time. I have a serious, serious, serious problem with these preachers that keep so-called soul-winning scores on Facebook. Oh, today, look, here's a picture, and I led this person to the Lord, and I'm out knocking doors. And okay, that's great. Help yourself, but you don't need to keep score on Facebook. I believe it's more important. I'm not saying you can't talk to people about the Lord, but you get a lot more people into the kingdom by living your Christian life in front of them than you ever will trying to cram it down somebody's throat. And so again, I'm not criticizing knocking doors and so on and leading people through the so-called sinner's prayer and on and on. But I can tell you some stories about some well-known people that after watching me and being around me, they said, Caskey, I want what you got. One of those was a famous Jewish man that everybody would recognize. He was one of the Chicago Seven, for those of you that are old enough to remember. And I spent some time with him, and after a few days, he said, I want what you got, and he got it. I also led to the Lord the head of the Banditos, which was the the Hell's Angels motorcycle gang in Texas, and ended up in the hospital in the same room with him. And after 3 days and his cronies and buddies coming in, I never turned against them or criticized them or rained on them or anything else. Just every night they'd come to visit him and raise sand in the room, and I turned on my lamp by my bed, read my Bible, turned the light off, and went to sleep. And after the third night of that, he said, I've noticed every night my gang comes in here and we raise havoc, and you never said a word. You just laid over there, read your Bible, turned out your light, and went to sleep. He said, I need what you got. And I led him to the Lord 60 years ago. And so I'm telling you, it's more, it is as important. I think it's more important, because the Bible says, by their fruits ye shall know them. That's your language, your dress, your very appearance, your friends. By their fruits ye shall know them. So you expect a contrast, folks. Jesus never said the field would be clean. He said the wheat and the tares would grow together, and said it would be mixed. And Matthew chapter 13, where we started this, verse 1 says, the same day went Jesus out of the house and sat by the seaside, and great multitudes were gathered unto him, so that he went into a ship and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore, and he spake many things unto them in parables, stories, saying, behold, a sower went forth to sow, and when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up, and some fell upon stony places, where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up, because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. Some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. But other fell unto good ground, and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. So he's laying the groundwork for further on. We read in the same chapter, in verse 24, another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. You could change that around and say, while the church slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servants of the householder came and said unto him, sir, didst thou not sow good seed in thy field? From whence then hath it tares? He said unto them, an enemy hath done this. The servants said unto him, wilt thou then that we go and gather them up? He said, no, lest while ye gather up the tares, ye root up also the wheat with them. Let both grow together, both grow together until the harvest. And in the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares, bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. There's the rapture, folks, and the separation. The lost will burn in hell for all eternity. The saved will be in heaven for all eternity. So, expect the contrast. When all wheat and tares grow together, you will not eliminate evil in this life, but you need to stand out as wheat and not mix with the tares. The presence of tares does not mean the absence of God. In fact, Isaiah chapter 5 and verse 20, here's where we are today. Here's Washington District of Criminals. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. That's where we find ourselves today. Now let's look over at Matthew chapter 5, back a few, to verses 13 and 16. Ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is henceforth good for nothing but to be cast out, trodden under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Salt is our influence. Light is visibility. Salt doesn't become the meat, and light doesn't become the darkness. And so we apply that. That has to do with our speech, our conduct, our discernment. We need to be the salt of the earth and be the light of the world. Stay tuned. I'll be right back. Here's my numbers. Call me, 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Call me this afternoon for a no-cost appointment next week. I'll be right back. Well, hi, everybody. Dr. Ron Caskey jumping in here just for 60 seconds to tell you about orphan 401ks. I've been talking about that for several weeks, did a couple of webinars on it. If you have left a job and left a 401k behind, that is an orphan 401k that no one cares about, no one's contributing to, no one's matching your money, and if you leave it there long enough, the fees will destroy that orphan 401k. So we can move that into an IRA annuity. It's just a matter of paperwork, a transfer form, and get it out of there into something that'll grow for you. Call me for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office. Here's my number, 303-710-3791. Do it today. Don't put it off.
Walter J. Hopp of Hopp & Associates is a law practice limited to estate and business planning. Walter is a Colorado native with extensive experience with clients local and nationwide, and is a former partner in a large multi-state estate planning law firm, affiliated with several professional groups to provide the most current and unique solutions for his clients. Walter is the author of articles and a book on estate planning, and a frequent speaker over the years to lawyers and groups alike. Again, on estate planning, Walter offers a unique approach for how to protect yourself and loved ones from a litigious and expensive legal system. And listen to this, your first meeting with Walter is free. That's right, free. To see if they can improve on planning that you may already have in place, call Walter and Associates PC of Longmont. Call today, 303-776-4045, or email him at walterhopp@hopplaw.org.
Welcome back to my speeding clock in my third and final segment of today's Bible Views Radio Show. I can't believe we're here already, and I still got some ground to cover. So call me this afternoon for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office this coming week, 303-710-3791. Toll-free is 877-218-1972. Call me today for a no-cost appointment this coming week. Let's go back, talk about the salt and the light. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 15 says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. We go back to 2 Corinthians 5:17. that says, when you get saved, old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. Habits, language, friends, dress, appearance. If a person is born again, it will show in a person's life. And that's why he says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. See, when you get saved, your habits change. What you drink, what you eat, where you go, how you look, how you talk changes, or you're not saved. No, you don't become perfect. No, you don't become sinless. But you certainly change your actions, your friends, your appearance. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And that's not me talking. That's not a denomination. That's not because I'm a Baptist. I'm a Christian first. But that's the Word of God. And draws a clear line in the sand. He didn't say manage the world. He didn't say balance the world. He said, don't love the world. You can live in the world. We have to live in the world. But you better be careful. The world isn't living in you. So let's go back and talk about the salt and the light. He said, ye are the salt of the world. The salt doesn't absorb the meat. Light doesn't dim to match the darkness. If we look exactly like the world, we've lost the very thing God called us to be. So I'm going to say it again, folks. It's not talking about what church you attend. I believe that's important because you need to be in a Bible-preaching church. You need to be in a soul-winning church. Let me see if I can say this, what I used to say every day on the radio when I pastored, and I'd invite people to church, and I had one radio show is called 5 Minutes in a Pastor's Study. Guarantee you, I could say more in 5 minutes than some of these yahoos say in an hour and a half. But I would invite people to our church, and I said, it's an independent, fundamental, Bible-believing, Bible-preaching, separated, missionary, giving, going, enthusiastic, old-fashioned, friendly, informal, soul-winning Baptist church. I did remember it. I said it every day for years. I should remember it. But it's not the denomination you're in. Your church, there, and I could name several that I have clients who are attending those religions, and they're not doctrinally sound. They're not theologically sound. They're not Bible-based churches. They're traditional churches. Every act that they do is following a tradition of man. Now, I've got friends, I've got clients who are Catholics, but we've got Catholic neighbors that we lived next door for 28 years, and before they got other stuff going in their life, we used to come over every Friday and we'd go out to eat, and I still remember. Because they even listened to my Sunday radio show, and they're dyed in the wool Catholics, and still go to Mass on Saturday night, and they'd come over and, well, we can't eat this because it's Lent, and I just lay my Bible out on the counter and say, show me that. Well, it's not. It's tradition. I said, what is it then? Well, you sacrifice something because Jesus sacrificed on the cross. And so it's sacrificing for 40 days prior to Easter. Now, let me ask you a common sense, simple question, which I ask these folks all every year. I said, because the lady, good friend of ours, Janine talks to her nearly every day, and she drank beer and Dr. Pepper. And every year, I'd say, so what did you give up this year? Oh, beer, Dr. Pepper, of course. And so you compare your sacrifice of giving up Dr. Pepper compared to the sacrifice Jesus made on the cross? I don't care what you give up. Nothing that you could ever sacrifice on this earth compares to what Jesus suffered on the cross. And all that is tradition. And of course, growing up, when I was a kid, Catholics couldn't eat meat on Friday, and so they all had to eat fish. Now I understand they can eat meat on Friday, but now they can't eat it during, you know the deal. And so I could go on and on. They're no less friends of ours, but the Bible says, call no man father on the earth. And there's Catholics worldwide that think the Pope can forgive their sins. No, he can't, because his sins need to be forgiven. I remember years ago when a pope died and another one came, and he was there a couple of days and he died and another one came, and the smoke turned white and blah, blah, blah. And I preached the message, is the Pope in heaven? And I answered it right up front and said, if he was saved, he is. If he made that decision and accepted Jesus Christ as his personal Savior, if he didn't, he's not. You say, oh, what a sacrilege. No. The priest, you know, they have these little booths you walk in, I guess. I've never been in one. But they sit on one side and you sit on the other. And Father, I haven't been to confession and blah, blah, blah. And, well, bless you, my son. May your sins be, whatever they do. The priest cannot forgive you of your sins. The Baptist preacher cannot forgive you of your sins. Whatever the Quakers have cannot forgive you of your sins. Only Jesus can forgive you of your sins. But if he has, and you're a born-again Christian, then you're the salt of the earth and the light of the world, and your life has to show it. Behold, all things are passed away. Behold, all things, old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. If they didn't, you're not saved. If you're putting your faith in the priest or the pope or the preacher or Hollyweird or Allah or anybody else, you will spend eternity in hell. You say, man, it's harsh. No, that's scripture. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And so the parable, which is an earthly story with a heavenly meaning, Jesus spoke in parables. And so he talks here about planting a wheat field, and the enemy comes in at night and plants tares, and they grow together. But Jesus said, no, don't mess with it. We'll do that in the harvest. The tares will be bundled in a bundle and burned, and the wheat will be harvested and so on. When the rapture comes, when the trumpet sounds, and we're 1 second before midnight right now, and no man knows the day nor the hour. There won't be any do-overs after it takes place. But I'll tell you what, there's going to be a real separation at that day. Not today, maybe, but at that day when the trumpet sounds, the wheat, the Christians, will be caught up in a moment in the twinkling of an eye, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. The lost, the tares, will remain here on this earth. Antichrist will take over. They'll go through 7 years, 3.5 tribulation, 3.5 years of great tribulation. There will be a short battle. Jesus will chain Satan in the side of the bottomless pit. Christians will reign on earth for 1,000 years. Satan will be released for a short season and then be cast into hell for all eternity. And let me tell you something, folks. You may not like this talk about hell, but and the smiling preacher in Houston, you don't like this, you can go to his church because he never mentions hell. He never mentions sin. He never does anything I'm talking about today. He said, oh, no, everybody has enough negativity in their life. And so he smiles a real big grin and does what he calls Christian inspiration. He's not a Bible preacher. But understand, there is a heaven to gain. There is a hell to shun. And you say, what do I have to do to go to hell? Nothing. What do you have to do to go to heaven? Accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and then things change. But you got to understand, you got to stay faithful in a corrupt culture. Stay faithful in a corrupt culture. And that being faithful and being a Christian is not about not cutting your hair, ladies, because whatever, wearing or not wearing jewelry, or wearing or not wearing makeup, or wearing floor-length dresses or not, or whatever. It's about living a Christian testimony in front of others. And you may be alone at work in doing that. Noah stood alone. Daniel stood pressured. Lot compromised. And so you got to understand that. You don't have to blend in to survive, but you do have to stand firm to endure. And so wrapping this up, wheat and tares, the field may be mixed, but the harvest will not be mixed. Folks, Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming soon. And you need to, today, just to wrap this up, if there hasn't been a time when you, in fact, you need to look at Romans 10, verses 9 and 10, that in essence says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, number one, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. How you do that, where you do that, is your business. It's not some pre-made up prayer that somebody leads you through at your door. It's, do you put your faith in Jesus Christ to save your eternal soul? I've led kids to the Lord. I've led adults to the Lord. I led a man that had been in a coma and asked his wife to put the phone up to his ear. And I led him to the Lord. He blinked his eyes and died. So there you go, folks. If I can help you with that, give me a call. 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Call me today for a no-cost appointment, especially if you want to settle this matter of salvation. Thanks for listening. Bye. Well, hi, everybody. Dr. Ron Caskey here. You know, people go to Las Vegas, Cripple Creek, Central City, whatever, and they say, if I pull this handle one more time, surely I'll win. People get off the airplanes all happy. They get back on the same airplane 3 days later, all sad. My point in saying that is the market will not sustain highs. It goes up and it goes down. So I'm suggesting that you don't wait until the market tanks to get your money changed over to a safety net. That's where I come in. I do everything with indexed annuities, where the risk is on the life insurance company instead of on your shoulders. I do it all with indexed annuities and life insurance. So if you're interested in capturing the upside of the market with none of the downside risk, I'm the guy you want to talk to, and my time never costs you a penny, ever. All you got to do is pick up the phone, call me, get on my calendar, and I'll bring the information to you. Here's my numbers. Call me now. Don't put it off. Don't wait until the market tanks. 303 210-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Pick up the phone right now. Get on my calendar. Don't put it off. 877-218-1972. Again, my name's Dr. Ron Caskey. My time doesn't cost you a penny ever. Call me now. Thanks. Bye. Well, there you go. Bible Views Radio Show for today. Hope you enjoyed it, listening to it as much as I enjoy every week doing these one-hour radio shows. The Ron Caskey Show is here on the KLTT listening audience 1 to 2 o'clock on Saturdays, and this Bible Views Radio Show every Sunday, 2 to 3 p.m. on Sunday afternoons. And then, of course, they're archived for 1 week. They're put up on my website at www.roncaskey.com. If you have questions concerning the Bible and what the Bible has to say about any subject, actually, just understand this. I don't debate or argue the Bible. See, a lot of people say, well, God said it. I believe it. That settles it. I got news for you. God said it. That settles it. And speaking of settle it, let me just explain to you the most important thing you could call me about is your salvation. Do you know if you died today that you'd go to spend eternity with the Lord Jesus Christ? If you're not sure of that, by all means, pick up the phone today and call me, and I'll tell you what the Bible says, and it's real simple, but you do need to be born again. You need to be saved. Once we settle that matter of salvation, then we can talk about God's money and how you can protect it, preserve it, and grow it. Now, to do that, you need to get on my calendar for next week. I know it's Sunday. I don't take appointments on Sunday. I don't work this business on Sunday. But I can answer my cell phone. And so if I'm not in church or doing something else this afternoon, then pick up the phone and call me this afternoon or this evening. But one thing you do need to do is set an appointment for this coming week. Give me 30-ish minutes to bring information to you and your spouse, if there is one, at your home or McDonald's, and show you how I can help you protect, preserve, and grow God's money. Here's my toll-free number. As I said, you can use it today, and I'll call you back. Here it is, 877-218-1972. 877-218-1972. Hey, have a blessed Lord's Day. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye.